President Trump delivered his first primetime address from the Oval Office 11 hours ago. His remarks lasted about 10 minutes, and it comes as the president demands $5.7 billion to fund a border wall, and a partial government shutdown over funding continues into its third week. We're examining points of the speech. What stuck out to you here on The Morning Show? I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's bring in Daniel Lipman. He's a reporter for Politico and a co-author of Politico Playbook, the publication's newsletter covering Washington politics. Daniel, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
So let's right out of the gate, what did you think about the president's message last night? What stuck out to you?
I think what stuck out to me is that he did not actually declare a national emergency that many people thought he was going to do. We can expect that potentially in the next couple of weeks, maybe at the State of the Union, if the negotiations do not go well between Democrats and Republicans to solve the border wall issue. But what also struck me is how both sides have shown no signs of actually conceding any points. They are really dug in, and this shutdown is in almost into 3 weeks, almost the longest government shutdown ever in American history, and really no signs that it is going to end anytime soon.
When he described the situation at the border, he used more specific language, drilling down to the family level. How did that sit with you?
I think what he really did is try to amp up the crisis mentality that he wants Americans to approach the border issue. He wants every American to be fearful of what's going down there, even though the number of illegal aliens who are caught at the border has actually declined. It's at a pretty low number, relatively speaking. It was very high during the Bush administration. Another thing that struck me was the amount of misstatements and lies he said during his speech that had raised concerns that we knew that these misstatements were going to come because networks were debating whether to actually cover it live. The White House had requested less than 10 minutes for the president's speech. And 5 years ago, President Obama asked for the same amount of time to give a primetime speech about immigration, and the networks turned him down. And so he was not able to have his message across. And I think Obama would have been much more accurate in his claims. But with the government shut down, the networks thought that it was important for us to hear from the president.
Let's go to the phones now with Tom having reaction from Port Wing. Tom, hi. What did you think?
Well, I thought the speech was very concise and to the point. I want to say I lived on that border for 10 years down in the Rio Grande Valley, and my wife is Hispanic. Now, Wisconsin Public Radio, Minnesota Public Radio, and NPR has used these numbers, 11 million people illegally in the country, smuggling of people and drugs into the country. The Mexican Mafia in all 48 states, the lower 48 in every county, 100,000 people in Mexico murdered in the drug trafficking and drug war.
So, Tom, it sounds like his message really resonated with you.
Well, it most certainly did, especially having lived on that border for 10 years. You know, we get so many people in this reporting that have not lived on the border, have not done the day-to-day routines and seen what was going on.
Oh, so they're like a world away from what you see has been a reality from what you lived. And so I want to ask you, Daniel Lipman, what do we know about what President Trump hoped to achieve with what he said in those 10 minutes?
What he hoped to achieve is to get Americans to support him on this very important issue. The problem with that is that his supporters are on his side, and it's very hard for Trump to convince Democrats, moderates, even some Republicans who are against this border wall to support him, because most people just don't change their minds on this issue. And so and the majority of Americans are against this border wall. And while you know, the listener, you can understand what the listener went through living on the border. We don't make decisions, you know, based on just those people's experiences on the border. There's the whole national, you know, conversation to think about. And Chuck Schumer, he said he doesn't want the symbol of America to be a border wall. He wants it instead to be the Statue of Liberty.
Right. And that moment there with the rebuttal and the Democrats asking for a rebuttal, walk us through that and the impact that Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer there delivering that response to him. What, you know, what did you see there?
I guess what I saw was they viewed their shutdown or they view the government shutdown as an issue that they are winning, that the majority of Americans blame President Trump for the shutdown. They want both sides to compromise and reopen the government. And you might eventually get a situation where Trump declares a national emergency and then that gets thrown out of the courts. And then the government reopens and he can tell his base, his very important base, well, I tried my best. I tried to build the border wall, but you know the courts blocked me, and Democrats and Republicans wouldn't help me, and so you know I kind of did all I could, and that helps save face for all parties involved.
We're talking with Daniel Lipman, as a reporter for Politico and co-author of Political Playbook, the publication's newsletter covering the latest in Washington. We're looking at the president's address to the American people last night, his first one from the Oval Office in prime time. Very short address. It was very to the point, but Daniel, it didn't seem to... there was a call to action and yet no specifics on really where the movement would be. Do we see this morning any movement as to Democrats working with Republicans on this?
Well, there's going to be a congressional briefing at the White House today, but no one really said after Trump's speech, he's right, I want to build the wall now. Democrats are not going to do that. They would look foolish if they gave in so quickly, so early on into Pelosi's speakership. It would really make her lose leverage later on. And the fact checkers also talk about how President Trump has overstated the terrorist problem coming out of the border area. He and his people have talked about many terrorists who are flooding in, when in fact there are triple the number of people on that terrorist watch list who come in over the Canadian border, and no actual confirmed terrorist has ever come through the southern border. There have been six people on that terrorist watch list in the last 6 months who have entered through the southern border. And remember, that watch list is the same one that had former Senator Ted Kennedy. He was on that list. He couldn't board a plane one day because there was a guy with a similar name who was on that list. And so just because you're on that list does not mean you're a terrorist.
Well, Daniel, thanks for making time for us.
Thanks for having me.
Daniel Lipman is a reporter for Politico, co-author of Politico Playbook, the publication's newsletter covering Washington politics. Coming up, we're looking at boyhood and the transition as boys become men. I'm Kate Archer Kent. It is The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.